We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to a special stream here on the Field of 68. My name is Rob Doster. That is Jeff Goodman with me. And we had what we like to call in this business a Friday news dump. Terrence Shannon. His lawyers announced and told Jeff Goodman specifically that the motion for a temporary restraining order against the University of Illinois has been granted. The Illinois star and a guy that is a first-team All-American through the first half of the season is now allowed and eligible to play for Illinois for what I believe, Jeff, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, is effective immediately. This is what the statement said, the preliminary injunction said. Defendants are enjoined from suspending the plaintiff, Terrence Shannon, from the basketball team without at least affording him the protections of the OSCR policy. The obligations of defendants pursuant to this order are to be construed as broadly as possible. The OSCR is the Office for Student Conflict Resolution at Illinois. That is a lot of legalese, which essentially means that Terrence Shannon and his lawyers took Illinois, the school, to court and won, and he is now allowed to play. Jeff, what do you know about this? What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, listen, this is something that's been ongoing for a while. He hasn't been able to get the temporary restraining order that he was looking for until today. Judge ruled that that's been lifted. So now he can play. And while the process continues for Shannon, it doesn't mean he's out of the woods yet, obviously. He made his first appearance in court in front of a Kansas judge for the allegations, the rape allegations earlier this week. So again, while the legal process continues, he's allowed to play. And I think, you know, again, that's something that a lot of people feel should happen. Until you're proven guilty, you remain innocent and you're able to play, because what Shannon did, he wrote a letter obviously stating that this is going to affect my life, my career. I'm innocent. And just because this has moved forward, and it has, I mean, this isn't just an allegation now.
Let's reset that real quick for the people that that may not be aware. The reason why Terrence Shannon was suspended is that he was not only accused of sexual assault, charges were brought against him by, I believe it was the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department. He was alleged to have sexually assaulted a woman at a bar, I believe the Friday night before the Illinois-Kansas football game that was played in Lawrence on September 9th in Lawrence, Kansas. He is currently going through that legal process. I believe that he had his first court appearance there recently, but that is why he has been suspended from the team.
And the preliminary hearing, Rob, the preliminary hearing will take place on February 23rd. Okay. So again, the process is ongoing, but basically what happened here was a judge decided that, you know what, while the process is ongoing, he's going to be able to play. And you know, this came as a shock to everybody else in December. It broke, I believe it was December 28th, right after the holidays, and it was a shock to everybody. Obviously, Illinois knew about it, but they continued to play him because at that point, nothing legally had transpired. They hadn't, there were no charges filed. And then when charges were filed, that's when the school suspended Terrence Shannon Jr. And as you said, listen, you know, this is one of the best players in the country. You got to kind of handle
Before we get into that, before we talk about the impact and what he is as a basketball player, how do you feel about this being overturned and him being allowed to play while he has an actual charge? It's not just an accusation. There is legal proceedings involving a charge of sexual assault that happened in a different state, and he is now going to be allowed to play for Illinois. Is that the right move here? Because I go it's a very complicated
I don't know enough about it, Rob, you and I don't know enough about the situation exactly. Obviously, this judge has looked at it a lot closer than you and I have and has made a determination that, you know what, maybe the facts aren't as strong and Terrence Shannon Jr. should be allowed to play. You know, again, allegations are one thing. Charges are different. And I've told you, I've handled allegations very different. I try not to give them any credibility until it becomes charges over the years. You know, I made this mistake years ago, and I'm not going to do it again. But when charges are filed, it's different. And that's when, again, it goes public. You know, it goes public, and it did with Terrence Shannon Jr. And, again, he's still – listen, he's going to take the court here, the basketball court, but still, how is he going to handle all of you know, he's not out of the woods. He's still going through all this in Lawrence, Kansas. So it's not like we're saying, like, he's innocent. It's not like we're saying he's guilty. The process is still going on, and we'll kind of find that out as we go. But, I have mixed feelings on it. I really like Terrence Shannon Jr. a lot. I've gotten to know him pretty well over the years, and my personal dealings with him are – it couldn't be a sweeter kid talking to him. You know, I just talked to him a few weeks ago right before everything transpired and he was suspended. I sat down with him for like 45 minutes. And, again, you're not going to find – with my personal experiences and all the players I've dealt with over the years, you're not going to find a sweeter kid than Terrence Shannon Jr. And a lot of people say that. Again, that doesn't mean somebody can't make a mistake, can't do something out of character. We've seen that with other people and players in the past. But again, my personal experiences, I was shocked when I heard the initial charges on Terrence Shannon Jr.
Yeah, I feel like Illinois is going to get taken to task quite a bit here, and there's going to be a lot of media pressure on them.
Sure,
if he ends up returning to the team, because like you said, there's a difference between an allegation and a charge, and they are probably right to feel some pressure there. I also think that it is fair to say that being this impacted by something that has not yet been proven is not, you know, that is a, I have mixed feelings about that as well. An allegation is an allegation and a charge is a charge and innocent until proven guilty. Right. So it is a messy situation, and it's one of those situations where, I feel very uncomfortable talking about it without knowing the facts that the judge knows. And if the judge believes, having seen everything, that Terrence Shannon should be allowed to play at this point, then I think that we kind of have to accept that for what it is. You know what I mean? Although I just, it's going to be uncomfortable
again,
thing.
We don't know. We can't
to be uncomfortable. It's going to be very uncomfortable when we talk about him as a basketball player. That is what is going to be happening moving forward.
Because there's uncertainty. We don't know. Even me coming out and saying, hey, like, personally, I've had great dealings. Well, people are going to come back at me. Well, he's being charged. I get it. I understand that. But again, all I can talk about is my personal dealings with Terrence Shannon Jr. And that's what I'm saying here. I'm not saying whether he's innocent, whether he's guilty. I don't know whether he should play or shouldn't play at this point. It's hard because, again, you want the legal system to play its court, to run its course here. But if it does, the problem is, and this is Terrence Shannon and his family's concern, like, this affects his career. And if he ends up being innocent at the end of this, he loses a season in which, honestly, he's gone from a fringe NBA player a year ago at this time to now being a first-round NBA pick. So I'm sure that's their thought. Hey, he's innocent from his perspective. Why should he not be able to play while the legal process is ongoing?
And the other part of it is that if he is not allowed to play, the presumption from people down the road is that he was not allowed to play because Illinois believed that he was had done what he was accused of doing, right? And yeah. That is the kind of thing that could impact his career. And if he did what he is accused of doing, then it should impact his career. And if he didn't, sure. Then it shouldn't impact his career. And that is where this becomes that vicious circle. And I don't want to speculate on that.
Well, the timing is the mm-hmm. tough part of this, Rob. That's the hard part. Yes. You've got a window here of a couple months in which, again, Terrence Shannon is saying, like, this is a huge part of my future. And I understand because, again, the legal process takes time. You know, they're not going to just give him a court date of tomorrow just because he plays at you know, he's a basketball mm-hmm. player for Illinois or one of the best in the country. You know, you can only move things ahead so quickly. So, again, listen, yeah, it's going to be a tough situation for everybody to deal with, whether it's his teammates,
yep.
whether it's Brad Underwood. Yeah. Because, again, Brad Underwood has no – there's nothing he could do in this. His hands are behind his back. He can't do anything in this situation but just stay quiet and see how it all plays out. And now he's got the ability to play Terrence Shannon. And how much will he play him? How will he handle this? How will he answer questions that are
well?
That
that's the other part of this now? Too, Jeff. Yeah, that's the other part of this too, where just because Shannon has been allowed to be eligible and allowed to play, that doesn't necessarily mean that Brad Underwood has to play him, right? So if he does, there are going to be questions that are asked of him as well. And like, frankly, those questions are legitimate. Like you said, there's a difference between an allegation and an actual charge. Our producer, Trevor, wanted us to answer three things he's throwing out for us. So let's start with this. If you're Illinois, do you bring Terrence Shannon back immediately? They played last night. I believe their next game is on Sunday. I just closed out the tab that had their schedule. Do you play him right away? Yeah, they play Rutgers at home on Sunday. Do you play him right away if you are Brad Underwood?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Again, this isn't a Brad Underwood decision in a way. This isn't gonna be Brad. Now, Brad could say, I'm not comfortable playing him. Yes. But Brad's got to look to the athletic director and the president of the school. And if they both okay it, yeah, I think Brad Underwood will play him. But again, you know, this isn't ultimately Brad saying, hey, you know what, guys? I'm going to play him. Like, he's got to go through a process here that you know, includes Josh Whitman, the AD, and above Josh Whitman.
I think the way that you handle this, if you are Brad Underwood, is you just say, I'm going to do what my bosses tell me to do. Right.
Right. Of course.
And put it on them. I'm going to do what my agent tells me to do.
Like, he says, play him. If somebody, I'll you know, if I ask Brad Underwood in the post game press conference or pregame, pre-Sunday, hey, why did you decide to play Terrence Shannon? Well, my bosses told me that he was eligible to play. and he has not been found guilty of anything yet. That's it.
Mm-hmm. How he's been out for 5.5 weeks now. Presumably he has been working out, but it's not necessarily the same as being in practice or being in game shape. What do you think? He was obviously our midseason first team All-American before. I think we actually released that team like 2 days before this news broke. Right. How does it affect him being out for that long? And what does it do to Illinois' ceiling as a team if he is back to being the guy that he was before?
I don't know how it'll affect him because, again, it's not the physical part of it, Rob. Mm-hmm. It's the emotional part of it too. Like, this isn't just the physical. Well, he missed 5 weeks and he was shooting the heck out of the ball beforehand. And, you know, will that, you know, will he not be able to pick up where, like, athletically, he'll be fine. Like, that, he's a fifth year kid who's in good shape. That's not good. It's emotionally, how do you handle this? Whether you're guilty, whether you're innocent, whatever the situation, how do you handle it when you go on the road? And who knows what is going to be said to you. And again, just like all of it right now, all of it, that's going to be the hardest part for Terrence Shannon Jr. Not the, can he pick up where he left off physically? Because again, he's not a freshman. He was their best player. Will he lose maybe a little of that? Yeah. Like, it may take him a little while to get his legs back, but for the most part, Terrence Shannon Jr.'s, that's not my question for him at all.
Yeah. I think we just about covered it all, man. Like, this is going to be a very uncomfortable thing. I think my biggest takeaway from this decision, and assuming that he starts playing, this is going to be a very uncomfortable thing through the rest of the year. Right. And I feel like there was something like this last season. I'm blanking now on what it was, but I think it was Chris Beard when he was going through when he was arrested and charged with domestic battery.
But he wasn't out there
on coach. Yeah, he didn't keep on coaching.
No, he didn't coach. He was done. Right. Here's the other part that we haven't talked about, Rob. Here's the other part that, listen, whether you want to talk about this yet or not, people are going to want to at some point when Terrence Shannon comes back on the court. It's like, okay. I had said this for the last couple of weeks. If they don't get him back, I honestly felt like, you know, they're 4-2 without him. One of those wins came against FDU, who's not very good. You know, they lost to Maryland at home. I felt like in its totality, if you looked at them, I think they were going to be a 10 seed. Now, again, were they going to get a 10 seed? No, because of what they had done prior. And I think that still would have accounted for something. But I just felt like they were going to be a fringe, just another Big Ten tournament team. Like, not much different than everybody else that's going to make it, not named Purdue or Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And now, listen, this Illinois team, before he was suspended, you felt like they had a chance to make a Final Four run, legitimately. I mean, how many guys were there that you could put the ball in their hands and just say, like, the best players in the country – are who? Zach Edey, Hunter Dickinson, some of these bigs.
Terrence Shannon is one of the best guards. Yeah, Terrence Shannon is one of the best players in the country. And yes, and there was an argument.
He's different even than Kevin McCullough.
Right. Yes, but there's an argument.
Kevin McCullough.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
What I'm saying is, like, he's the best
guard in college basketball. With him, and at the bottom line is this: adding the best guard in college basketball, or one of the best guards in college basketball, is going to make you better. I just wanted to note one thing real quick, because again, our producer Trevor, who is on top of this, just sent me a screenshot of what the decision was, and essentially, if you read through it, the judge is basically saying that without playing basketball, Terrence Shannon is not able to capitalize on his NIL, which basically takes away his livelihood and his ability to make a living, right? And that if he continues to be suspended, given the presumption that Illinois, the public presumption that Illinois will be assuming that he's guilty if he continues to be suspended, right, will impact his college career irreparably. And that's basically why he was allowed to be eligible. It's not that they're saying that they believe he's innocent or not. It is that the ability to earn and professional opportunities should not be impacted by something where you have not been determined to be guilty yet. I think that that is probably, it feels like a fair decision, right? But it also feels very uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm with you.
And it's hard for me because I really, really like Terrence Shannon.
And the problem is, I want to make sure we mention this, and I forgot to mention it at the start, and I want to make sure we mention this, that the likelihood based off of like years and years of studies that have been done by people that are much more intelligent about this stuff than I am, and that pay much more attention to it than I do, it is incredibly unlikely for false sexual assault allegations to be made, right? Which is why this becomes really uncomfortable, because the numbers tell us that generally speaking, if accusation there is, doesn't mean they're going to get found guilty, but it's not something that is getting right. At the same time, when you are doing this to someone that isn't a public figure, it should not impact your ability.
And get all facts you can before you make any determination. Right? You see people these days convicted of murder, going to prison for 30 years, 40 years, and then they get found innocent and they come out after 30. Like the system can make mistakes. So you just want to make sure we get all the information we can here as much as possible.
And Terrence Shannon. Put out go ahead. You can read it.
Yeah, I'm grateful for the opportunity to rejoin my teammates and get back to work. That's the tweet from Terrence Shannon 2 minutes ago. So again, going to be interesting to see how this plays out. How much soon we'll play on Sunday against Rutgers, and obviously the impact that he'll have and going forward, whether or not, again, he's found innocent or guilty at the end of the legal process.
Yep. I think we just about covered it all. So I know that we will talk much more about this on Sunday after Illinois plays, but given the fact that a guy that we had as a midseason first team All-American was cleared and was ruled to be eligible, we thought that we had to jump on here and record a podcast. So games tomorrow, after dark tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. Once again, it'll be Jeff, myself, and Snow.
The third member is?
Billy Snowman. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They are going to be overwhelmed. We're going to be doing all the talking anyway. So listen, Field 68 after dark, Saturday night, 11 p.m., Sunday evening as well. Obviously, we are going to be talking about Terrence Shannon's return to college basketball. He was cleared. He was ruled eligible by a judge today on Friday. The Friday news dump of all Friday news dumps.